Welcome back, everyone. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on KGO. If you would like to join in on the conversation, here is the telephone number, 8080810. You can call with a question, a concern, or if you want to talk to one of our guests, feel free to dial that number, 8080810. Joining me now on the live line is Nancy Lee. She's from iRegistry.com on how gift registries are branching out, and boy, are they. Nancy, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Michael. Nice to meet you.
I love your name. My mother's name was Nancy Lee Finney, so it's, I would never forget your name.
That's awesome.
So I got to tell you, I don't know if this is creepy or good, but I'll let you explain it. We think of registries as for weddings. They're really for more than that now, correct?
Absolutely. You know, 25, 30 years ago, people registered for their weddings, and a lot of people thought that that was tacky. And, you know, in the last 10 years or so, 10, 15 years, people started registering for baby showers. And in the beginning, people thought that was tacky, too. But actually, gift registries make a lot of sense for everybody. And because of that, they are expanding into every area of people's lives, from Christmas wish lists to birthday parties, housewarming, and everything else you can think of.
Okay, now, I've seen at times when I'm invited to a wedding and then you see every item they have on their registry is a fortune. And you go, you guys, come on.
Yep, that's so not okay. That is exactly the opposite of what we recommend to our customers. It's so important that when you create a registry, you put something in every price range, because what you think is appropriate and what other people think is appropriate, there could be a huge gap between them. So if everything's expensive on there, you deserve not to have anything purchased off your registry.
Okay, so are people really using them for their birthday?
Absolutely. We see a huge growing trend, not only with children's birthday parties, but also with adult birthday parties. Michael, look at it this way. You have a hobby that you love?
Sure.
Well, let me just kind of give you an idea.
So okay.
My husband loves golf. Right? So on his birthday, people are always buying him the craziest golf stuff, you know, golf videos and golf this and golf that. Well, he doesn't want any of that stuff. And in the end, you know, when you give somebody a birthday gift, you spend good money on it. And you, what do you want? You want them to use it, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So why spend good money on something that's going to get returned or sent back to the store, shoved in the closet? So the great thing about opening up a birthday registry, a housewarming registry, it's a guidance. It allows people to be able to select from something. There's still an element of surprise because people don't necessarily know who's the one who purchased it. But it's good for everybody. It's good for the buyer. They're buying something that the birthday boy or birthday girl wants. It's good for the recipient because they're getting something they want. But best of all, it's good for the economy, because something that's bought off a wish list or a gift registry is not going to be returned to the store, and the stores love it.
So what are the rules then? We know you're not supposed to put just expensive items on the registry. You just explained that to us.
Yes.
But what are the other rules?
Well, I think it's really important that you don't want to put anything inappropriate on a birthday registry because you don't know who's going to be looking at it.
Give me an example. No, not really. I'm teasing. Go ahead.
Of inappropriate?
Yeah, no, but don't do that. I was teasing.
Yes, don't do that. Okay, yeah. So we don't want to put anything appropriate. It's great for moms to sit down with their kids and create birthday registries because, for example, when my kids were little, we didn't want them to have, you know, any kind of guns in the house. So, you know, if the kids, if they create their own birthday registry, they're going to put all sorts of crazy things on. But, you know, you can kind of sit down with your child and decide what's the right thing to put on. Your teenager, you know, especially if you have boys, they love these computer games. Well, who knows what they have and what they don't have? So when they put on a wish list or a gift registry, the things that they want, you make it so much easier for the other parents. And then just think about the application for holiday. I mean, it's so crazy to go out and do Christmas shopping and end up, you know, wandering around the stores, not knowing what to get for people. You can just look on a holiday wish list and click, click, click with a mouse, and you have finished all your holiday shopping, and everybody got exactly what they wanted.
Okay, but doesn't this take away the surprise? You're not going to get a gift that you didn't think of.
You know what? Surprise is a great thing, but surprise belongs in the closet. And, you know, as much as people think that they know my husband and they know he loves golf, these surprise gifts are always awful. And just think about the things that people have given you over the last couple of years. Can you think of something that was like, oh, my God, they've got to be kidding?
Well, I know what it is with golf. If you're a really good golfer, you don't do any of the gadgets and weird stuff anymore.
But,
you know, you're so beyond that. And so I get it for golfers.
But you got to really, you know, even if you really know somebody well, you still really don't know what they want, you know. And, you know, we always, all of us, like, you know, scratch our head. Oh, my gosh, my friend's birthday's coming up. They have everything. But, you know, the person who has everything, actually, there's probably a lot of things that they want, too. And you're just helping out your friends and family. You know, you're not saying you have to buy off of this gift list, but you're making it easier for people who want to, because you want to give them something that they're going to love.
I agree with that altogether. Nancy Lee, MyRegistry.com. Nancy, thank you very much for joining us today.
Totally my pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Nancy.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks so
you
much.
Too.